Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Somebody sent me a question last week, which is a question I've heard many times before. In fact, if you've worked in the medical device industry or the pharmaceutical industry or anywhere around healthcare, you may have had this question yourself. The question was, how do you handle it when doctors or other healthcare professionals try to make you feel inferior? I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Most of us who work in this industry, if you're in sales, you have a pretty healthy self-esteem. So if a doctor or another healthcare professional is trying to make you feel inferior, you just let it roll off your back. But sometimes it does happen. So let's go back and talk about why this happens, how it happens, and what you should do about it. I believe the reason that it happens are twofold. First of all, we all know that when you're dealing with doctors, for example, you're dealing with some of the most highly educated, most well-trained people on the planet. These people are true experts in their world. They know what they know. And sometimes they want you to know what they know. They want you to know that they're the expert, they're the ones with the MD degree or the healthcare certification, RN, whatever it is, and they expect you to respect that. And sometimes they're just showing off. Now, that's not to say that some of your customers don't have a superiority complex, because many of them do. But that's okay, because again, if you've read my book or you've been at any of my seminars, one of the things we always talk about is how to use that large ego to your advantage to be able to persuade that person to use your products or services. The other reason I believe that salespeople sometimes feel that the doctor is trying to make them feel inferior, to, for lack of a better word, is because the salesperson is trying to show the doctor what the salesperson knows, or trying to project to the doctor in some way what the doctor should do, and using phraseology such as, "Doctor, I think this would be beneficial to your practice. Doctor, I think you should try this out." You see, the reality is, a doctor who's an expert in his world really doesn't care what you think if you're a salesperson. Hate to break any bubbles you have about doctors, you know, respecting you for all your knowledge and your experience and the great service you provide to them. And that is probably true on a level if you've been working with a doctor for many, many, many years. But when you're first meeting that doctor and you haven't established a relationship, when you haven't established credibility or a history of providing that good service, he doesn't really care what you think. If the doctor hasn't specifically asked you, "Hey, Charlie, what do you think?" he doesn't want to know. And if you're telling him what you think, then what you're doing is you're putting him in a position sometimes of having to let you know that he is the real expert. And the reality is, doctors are the experts in their world. I've covered this before. It's worth repeating. Let the experts be the experts. If you're ever feeling like a doctor or some other healthcare professional is trying to make you feel inferior, the best thing you could do is to ask the right questions to get them to elaborate about their feelings. What you will find is that oftentimes their feelings aren't personal. And when you let them elaborate, you are allowing them to be the experts, and that will help to make them feel good about you. Let me leave you on this podcast with the best piece of advice that I ever received in medical sales, and it actually came from my uncle, Arthur Rose, who was a legend in textile sales for over 40 years in the South. And he said, "Mace, whenever your customers are trying to make you feel bad, whenever they're treating you badly, they're yelling at you, and they're just making your life miserable, you know what you should do?" And I was expecting him to say, you know, "Leave them, forget about them." That's not what he said. He said, "Mace, whenever they do that, sell them something. Sell them something." Folks, if you're in sales, if you're in medical sales, the only way you ever win with a customer is not from butting heads with them. It's not from walking away from them. It's by selling them something. So go out and sell them something. And if you don't have a copy of my new book, Mastering Medical Sales, The Essential Attitudes, Habits, and Skills of High-Earning Medical Sales Professionals, it would be a wonderful, wonderful reference to have in your library. The reason I wrote the book is because after working with thousands of medical sales professionals over the years, I realized that a lot of people, even successful people making six-figure incomes, have not mastered the basics. Mastering Medical Sales starts at the basics, and it goes all the way through the correct way to approach a expert-type customer like a physician, such that you're able to control the conversation and close the sale. It's a hardcover book. It's a beautiful book, if I do say so myself. It's only $32.95. If you'd like more information, go to www.masteringmedicalsales.com. And as you go through this week and every other week as a medical sales professional, don't forget the most important thing, the patient. The patient always comes first. Have a wonderful week selling. Bye for now.